Day 15. Here today, gone tomorrow.
Marta, there is something I forgot to ask about last time when we were discussing the origins of words like hamburger, frankfurter, and so on.
Go on.
Well, I read somewhere about places that sell frankfurters, places with names like Uncle Frank's, Frankly Yours, Franks-a-Lot. They all take off on the frankfurter neologism, but it's like they've gone beyond that.
Nice observation. Want to elaborate?
Okay. It's a matter of shortening frankfurter to frank and then having fun with it, especially the Franks-a-Lot example. A takeoff, I guess, on Thanks-a-Lot.
Yes, Patrick. Do you know what this kind of having fun is called?
Punning?
Uh-huh. And what makes it a pun is the Franks-Thanks similarity, an actual rhyme in this case.
Are there any rules where puns are concerned?
Good question. I wouldn't exactly call them rules, more like characteristics. An ad for a house cleaner once read, made to order, a pun on the phrase made to order. The words made, by the way, are homophones, but more on that in a later session.
That's something like the name of a store I saw that sells dieting products. Wait no longer.
Wait and wait. Great. But sometimes it's just a switch in vowels. There's a laundromat that goes by the name The Washing Well.
Wishing Well. I get it.
And a cleaning service for septic tanks called The Wizard of Ooze.
Ow.
Or other times it can be simply reversing two sounds or letters. Most of us are familiar with what we call a farmer's market. But there's a store selling picture frames called Framer's Market. A deliberate pun, of course.
And I saw a barber shop with a sign that said, hair today, gone tomorrow.
Yes, turning on the hair here correspondence in this case. And sometimes the pun is created by blending two words or simply adding a letter or sound. A local pet supply store goes by the name of Petcetera.
And that store might sell the puppy treat they call pupperoni.
That's terrific, Patrick. You really notice these things.
And what about license plates? I saw one a few days ago that I couldn't figure out till I got home. Tooth doctor. But the owner's obviously a dentist.
A dentist. I'm having trouble with this one. How do you get dentist out of... Oh, now I see. It's 2 + th equals tooth. And DR is the abbreviation for doctor. Tooth doctor. With license plate puns, you have to be really inventive because of the limited space available.
But Marta, I've been thinking. Haven't we already dealt with punning in that session before on malapropisms? I mean, for example, when somebody says, I performed my act and got a standing ovulation, isn't that a pun on standing ovation?
Hadn't thought about it that way. Very interesting. But certainly one difference has to be that puns are intended, whereas malapropisms are unintended. And of course, not all puns are likely to be construed as malapropisms, the ones seen on license plates or in advertisements, for example, or the ones on storefronts or in fast food outlets. In other words, wherever the word or expression's been planned or thought out. But you've really given me something to think some more about.
P.S. 3. Glarpos and Elbonics.